from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about a Zydeco-Mexican connection and listening to a pair of princesses. David Wiegand is a prince among men. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you're glad I didn't say a princess, didn't you?
Very.
Let's wake up the world with a nice jazz march. That's Howard Wiley and his band, and this he's a local saxophonist who's so careful to keep his music rooted in the blues and swing, and he's bringing his band to the Malcolm X Jazz and Arts Festival, which is celebrating the life of the late Amiri Baraka.
That's right, and what a terrible passing that was this year. Really, you know, so sorry that he's gone. He contributed so much, but there'll be a performance of one of his pieces there, as well as a tribute by Faye Carroll to another great legend, Abby Lincoln, but there are also be food and art and things for kids and a whole day of fun in Oakland.
Plus, they'll be dancing by the Starchild Dance Lindy Hop Project. Great stuff. The 14th annual Malcolm X Jazz and Arts Festival runs Saturday, 11 to 7 p.m. at San Antonio Park in Oakland. It's free. It's our cheap thrill this week. Let's head down to San Jose for the opening of Dan LaFranc's play, The Big Meal. And this is a kind of compressed family history spanning a couple of generations, all told around the dinner table.
Dan LaFranc has gotten all kinds of awards. People are really paying attention to him. The New York Times gave him their Outstanding Playwright Award for 60 Miles to Silver Lake. And this is the ultimate fast food on stage because within this period, small period of time, yes, an entire family history is told while people are actually eating. So make sure you eat beforehand, I guess. You'll get hungry otherwise.
The Big Meal continues at San Jose Repertory Theater through June 1st. And a shout out also for a new adaptation of Sam Shepard's work opening late this coming week. Word for Word has adapted Shepard's collection 36 Stories for the stage. Those performances will be at Z Below at Z Space here in San Francisco Wednesday through June 22nd. That's Word for Word. Now, Creole crossed with Mexican folk.
Tattooed heart with an arrow through the middle of a name that looks like Joe. And a young girl's looking at the makeup in the mirror, got a little old ring on her toe. I got that one.
That's Good Morning Aslan, sung by David Hidalgo, who co-wrote the song for his band Los Lobos. But it's a new arrangement that showcases both the fabulous work of the Mexican roots band Los Enzontles and Zydeco specialist Andre Theory. This is a funny-sounding mashup producing some wonderful results, David.
Yeah, but that often happens with Los Enzontles. They're incredibly inventive. They're always doing something new and something different, and it's always terrific. This sounds like a great show.
Los Enzontles, Andre Theory, and David Hidalgo grace the stage at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley tonight. Get your tickets quick. This should sell out. Alonzo King likes mashing up styles as well. In his case, it's classical and modern dance in the work done by his Lines ballet dancers. And they're doing their spring season, including a world premiere.
That's right. I don't know much about the world premiere. They're sort of keeping that under wraps at the moment. But there are, like you can imagine, there will be all kinds of surprises and wonderful, unexpected things. In addition, they're doing some classic works by Alonzo King's Radius of Convergence, which is done to music by Pharoah Sanders and Edgar Meyer, two frequent collaborators, as well as excerpts from two of his other pieces, Clang and Koto. Never miss Lines Ballet. They're always must-see.
Alonzo King's Lines Ballet celebrates its spring season Wednesday through a week from Sunday at that hotbed of dance, the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. Now for a prince among men. That's a classic from his Purpleness, and we're here to talk, though, not about a secret performance by Prince, but about a wonderful cover band that's sort of the highest form of flattery, I guess. and it's Maya Rudolph, who has a wonderful tribute to Prince, what she does with her friend Gretchen Lieberum.
Yeah, that's right. I've listened to this on YouTube. It's really hysterical. It's great. Maya Rudolph You could say she's having a moment. She's got a special on TV that may lead to a regular series. It's a variety show. Of course, she's a great comedian, a great actress. And her mom is Minnie Riperton. So, you know, she kind of knows a little bit about music. And it's a fun tribute to Prince, not the usual cover band, that's for sure.
Maya Rudolph and Gretchen Lieberum bring their loving tribute to Prince to the Regency on Wednesday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. For details on all these shows, check us out at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.